Welcome to the Nurse Associate Apprenticeship Information for employers and those looking to upskill. My name is Shelley Keynes and I'm the Healthcare and Nurse Associate Facilitator and Practice Educator for Birmingham and Solihull Training Hub. At the Training Hub, we play a key role in transforming and delivering the NHS primary care workforce of the future. Our team is dedicated to ensuring patients receive quality care from competent and appropriately trained healthcare professionals. We aim to meet the needs of the current and future workforce, and we strive to promote primary care as a desirable place to work. The nursing associate role was introduced in England to bridge the gap between healthcare assistants and registered nurses. Nursing associates are members of the nursing team who have gained a Nursing Associate Foundation degree awarded by the NMC. The role has been introduced to help build the capacity of the nursing workforce and the delivery of high quality care while supporting nurses and the wider multidisciplinary teams to focus on more complex clinical duties. For those looking to upskill, the entry requirements for this apprenticeship are a GCSE Grade C or Level 4 in Maths and English or a Level 2 in Functional Skills. This is an absolute must before being able to onboard for this apprenticeship. You will also require one of the following: a Level 3 in Health and Social Care, one A Level, two AS Levels, a BTEC Award or Diploma or MVQ Level 3. If you do not have one of these, you will also be accepted having a Level 2 in Health and Social Care along with a written reflective essay of 1500 words. There is also a portfolio route for those who do not have a Level 2 or Level 3 qualification, and this will require you to be already working in a health and social care setting along with a reflective essay of 1500 words and two written testimonies. You will also need to be employed on a minimum of a 30-hour-a-week contract. I must stress again, if you do not have maths and English qualification or functional skills, you will not be able to apply. This brings me on to functional skills. Please get in contact with me at shelley.keynes@nhs.net and I can send over some information on the providers that we work with. Functional skills will on average take 12 to 16 weeks to complete. Each session will be around 3 hours, so if you need to complete maths and English, you are looking at 6 hours per week. Functional skills is fully funded and there will be no cost to you or your employer. The Nursing Associate Apprenticeship is delivered over 2 years. When starting the apprenticeship, you will be expected to attend a couple of induction days at the university. You will also attend one university day and one placement day weekly. These will be set for each year at the start of the course, but will not be the same days for year one and year two. The student nurse associate will also require protected learning time. This will be around 42 hours a month, but it does not take into account annual leave. So on the basis of a 4-week annual leave entitlement, this will mean the student nurse associate and the employer has to ensure a minimum of 13 hours a week for protected learning time. This is in addition to the university day and placement day. What is protected learning time, I hear you ask? So this is exposure to other areas that the student nurse associate is not familiar with. It includes, but not limited to, observing other clinics, shadowing other healthcare professionals, and undertaking training that is new to them. Protected learning time also includes reading research papers, articles, and completing online training. All protected learning time will need to be evidenced as off the job hours. As an employer, there are requirements that must be met before your staff member starts the apprenticeship. The student will require a practice assessor and practice supervisor. These cannot be the same person, and this is to ensure a rounded and fair assessment process. These two will be on the same register as the student nurse associate, upon qualification, which will be the Nursing and Midwifery Council, NMC. The practice assessor and supervisor will need to have undertaken SSSA training, which is student supervision and assessment training, and the training hub can provide this. The practice will also need an educational audit completing. This is a self-assessment audit to ensure all policies and procedures are in place from a quality and safety perspective. Evidence of statutory and mandatory training will be required for the staff member starting the apprenticeship to ensure they have completed this for their placement requirement whilst undertaking the apprenticeship. And a memorandum of understanding will need agreeing and signing by the employer and staff member to ensure everyone is aware of their responsibilities and commitment to the apprenticeship. The Nurse Associate Apprenticeship is part of the additional role reimbursement. The purpose of ours is to increase the primary care workforce. The cost of this apprenticeship is funded through the apprenticeship levy. If the employer does not pay levy, the Training Hub and NHS England will support the employer in seeking a levy transfer. Each student nurse associate that is employed by a primary care network will attract ours funding of £21,777. And in addition to this, each employer will receive £4,000 per year. I hope this has given you food for thought, whether you are a staff member looking to upskill or an employer. If you are interested in this apprenticeship, or would like to clarify anything I have spoken about, or need signposting for functional skills, please get in contact with me at shelley.caines@nhs.net. I look forward to hearing from you.